Blog Talk Radio.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than us, a little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama cast me for the whoop into my backside. You always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
I ain't gonna do it to y'all. I ain't gonna do it to y'all.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Glad to see the number of folks here, everybody here and ready to go. And look, I'm imagining you guys with a smile on your face right now. But that's what your boy DMD Kill need today. All smiles. As a lot of you already know. Hey, sis, what's up? I'm sorry.
What's going on, bro? How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
As a lot of you already know, this will be the weekend that we bury my mom's. So it's going to be a trying weekend for me, but I've gotten through everything else that he had set before me with his help. I'm pretty sure I'll get through this as well. So what's going on in your life, man? I know you got something funny to tell me, man.
That I want to work on my own house and saying, like, no, we're going to get a professional to do it. I give you a big laugh right there. So he already did, you know, called and dialed somebody and said, hey, I'm going to need y'all to come on before she try to YouTube it and think she could do it herself. So I'm going to need y'all to come on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I learned that is a good and a bad thing. You know, good because as a mate, be it male or female, you want to see that your mate has that type of gumption, that type of dedication to the relationship. And we all know saving money shows dedication, for real. But now, hold on, don't yes too fast. You ain't gonna agree with everything I got.
I already know it's a butt coming.
But it's best to get the people who are trained, who know what they're doing, to do things, because, you know, as me. Okay, I'm going to use myself for an example. And I've told you this, Tree.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I hate. Nothing more I hate as an electrician than a call back. Because that means stake has been made, and I also don't get paid nothing for coming back. So
right.
Yeah. You know, it's with a it's with a uncomfortable, pleasuring feeling, spirit, that I come back. So, yeah, you want to get someone, if something's not working right, hey, look, this not working, you need to come
right.
and do, you know, hey, look, you already been paid, I need you to take care of this. We need you to take care of this. You know,
right.
So that's a good thing about, you know, hiring somebody else. And I'm not saying doing it yourself is bad. I'm not saying that, you know.
Okay.
Me and Brother Debo, we've had our ups and downs with the doing it yourself thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me trying to help the brother out. In all ways possible, you know, and if you my peoples, and I ain't got nothing but love for you, when you ask me, Kale, can you? Kale, can
mm-hmm.
you? Know what I mean? So hey, that's how we roll. So, yeah. Sometimes it's just good to call a professional and let the professor. So, Tank, I got your back, and I'm pretty sure we got other members here on Kale Corner that had your back, Tank. We had your back. We ain't gonna let Treats walk around there with no tube belt on, shorting out circuits and all that, breaking holes in the walls and everything like that. Hey, I think it's right here. Boom, 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 boom. Like they, you know, big old holes in the wall.
It's some money in here. Bam.
You see what I'm saying? I'm sure that is most discomforting to my brother. I know it is,
yeah.
You know. But,
yeah, it is.
Yes. So, yeah, Treece, you keep the tools out your hand and let the handyman come and do what needs to be done, okay? On today's episode of Kale Corner, we will discuss the MLB and the early feelings on your team. Y'all, I'm telling you, your boy, flip flop, they're going back and forth, man. I'm trying to say, I don't want to, I really don't want to, y'all, but it's getting the best of me, man, to see these Nats playing the way that they play, okay? So we're going to
discuss that. Are you watching?
Yes. You're not?
Oh, okay. Come on with it. Nah, because, I mean, last year you was like, I don't watch Trees. I don't watch it until, you know, the playoffs. I was like, oh, okay, bro. So, but now you watch it.
Hey,
I just
want to
make sure we're on the same page.
This one of those times is good. This is one of those times that it's good. We do our shows in separate places. Because that same hammer that you busting that hole in the wall, I would hit that pinky toe with it right now. I hit that pinky toe with that hammer, seriously. All right, play-in of the NBA playoffs. The action began Tuesday night featuring a 18 play-in tournament with the Nets, Timberwolves, Hawks, and Pelicans winning their games, moving on to the first round. Let's get into that play-in thing, because, we're going to get into that play-in thing, because it's some things I like about it, and it's some things I don't like, you know? So we'll get into that. NFL rumors are rising higher and higher with trades and draft status At the forefront. I mean, they getting down to the nitty gritty, y'all. They getting down to the nitty gritty, and it's some serious rumors out there that we all really need to pay attention to with quarterbacks and wide receivers and. Yeah, lions and tigers and bears. Oh,
yeah.
My. All these topics and much more on today's Kale's Corner episode. Lady T, you got anything you want to say, baby?
No, we good, bro. We good on this end. I'm just ready to jump into it.
Okay, okay. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Tell a friend, grab a friend, show a friend, killing them.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said,
you know what is so funny? I just thought about this. For my mother to have been the Christian lady that she was, it's surprising to me that this song by Tupac is what makes me feel closest to her.
Okay.
Case in point. I remember I was 16 years old, 11th grade, and I booked school that day and brought my little girlfriend over to the house, right, T? And,
okay.
You know, all my buddies had talked about hooking school and how much fun they had and, you know, the young lady that was with them, how things went down and went on. So I said, shoot, I'm going to try. It's my turn, right?
Right.
It came time for my little cousin, who was like our little sister. It came time for her to come home, right? So
right.
I'm telling the girl, I'm like, come on, you got to go. We got to get you out of here. She's going to be home in a minute, and she's going to tell my mama that you were here. She said, okay. And I swear to this day, Treece, I think that daggone girl took her time so Toya would see her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Toya comes in the house. I say, here. To go some money for the ice cream truck. I said, you haven't seen me. You have not seen me. Don't tell mom that you've seen me. She said,
right.
Okay, I ain't going to tell you nothing. Because Toya had a real high pitched voice, right? So anyway, I go. We leave the house. I go to work. I was working at Friendly Ice Cream over in Fallsville. I go to work, come home from work. When I come in the door, my mother was standing there. And she asked me, she said, who did you have in my house? I said, what? I said, Mom, wasn't nobody here. What are you talking about? She said, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Okay.
Who did you have in my house? And before I could get out, I just formed the word no, and it was in slow motion, Tree. My mother hauled off and smacked the left side of my face so hard, and I'm talking about one of them, the bottom of the hand connect with the chin, the palm of the hand connect with the face. And you get that look for the extra up, that fingertip hit that ear. My ear started ringing. I'm looking at her. I'm dizzy. I'm like, okay. I had Tanya over.
Okay.
Nothing happened, Ma. It was just, you know, we didn't have to go to school today. Nothing bad happened. And she said, and I asked her later on, I said, Mom, how did you know I had somebody in here? She said, I ain't even get home from work. And Toya, see, this I didn't know. Toya calls my mom every day when she gets home to let her know she made it home safe, right?
Okay.
Toya decides to tell my mom. She says, hey, Aunt Carolyn, how your day going? School was fine. Kale just left with his girlfriend. My mother didn't even answer anything. I went in her room. I said, look, you little heifer. I want my money back. I want that money back. She come up to her. I was spending on the ice cream truck. I said,
give me what you got. Give me what you
got. Exactly. Give me what you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Funny. Those are the stories, y'all, that have been running through my mind with my mom. And y'all, deal with me because periodically different stories are going to come in my head. That's just who DMVKO is. Now.
Okay.
Treece, MLB.
Yeah.
Those Nets, the same Nets that look like trash against the Mets, against Atlanta, they look good. I'm talking pitching. I'm talking defense. Everything. They looked good, you know? And you know what? Shut up, Dame. He's stupid. He's talking about my mother smacking me, y'all. But they look good. They look good to a point where I know it's early, but it was like, okay, I actually had a feeling that the team was turning things around. And that felt good to me, you know? That felt real good to me.
Yeah.
You know? So, let's go, Nat. You know?
That's a good thing. If you feeling good this good this early about your team, because last year you was – well, we ain't going to dwell on last year. Let's not even talk about last year. We ain't even going to talk about it. That's why I cut it off, bro. I ain't gonna dig on you like that.
I have been nothing but the hardest, staunchest baseball fan. So much as so, I've had Caucasian friends come to my house and say, "Black people really watch baseball, huh?" Yeah, because I watch every game. Oh, thank you very much. I can bring Mima on. She'll tell you. I can bring Reese Cup on. She'll tell you. I can bring Debo on.
You don't have to listen. You don't have to do all that. I'm just going off of what you said last year. I'm just talking about. I don't need the gallery. I just listen to the horse. You see what I'm saying?
Shut up. You know what? She makes me sick, y'all. She makes me sick. Ain't no damn gallery. They're my fam. They're my people. They're my homeboys. They're my homegirls. They're my homies, man.
But y'all, seriously, I like what I saw out of this Washington National team, and I can't wait till today at 6 o'clock we open the series versus the Pirates, and I'm skeptical about my team, y'all. I feel good about them, yo. After two series with the 50-50 production, I feel kind of good about them.
About your team for a minute, because I'm going to talk about your team.
Wow.
So, but you know, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams in each division.
Yeah.
Right? So y'all second from the bottom.
Okay.
Y'all record is 3-4. Y'all record is 3-4. So I'm just saying, y'all percentage is like .429. So what games are you watching that's making you feel so excited?
Them three that we won.
Okay, that's fair.
Let me ask you a question. What week is this of the baseball season?
This is like the third week.
Why you want to get off?
No, this is second week. Sorry.
Second week. And my team is at 75%, 72%, like that. I'll take it.
I ain't mad at it.
They started out well beneath that, messing around with the Mets. A lot of people are already claiming the Mets will be in the thick of things when it all boils down. You know what I mean? Let's take
the Mets or the Nets? The Mets or the Nets? Which one? Mets. Okay.
The
Nets. Okay.
You know what, Tree? The Nets play basketball.
I'm just making you laugh all day.
She say the Mets or the Nets. Girl,
I said the Mets.
Now?
M-E-T-S or the Nets, N-A-T-S.
What?
Those are two baseball teams, sir.
How now, brown cow? Steve, come in and help me. Please, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to try to help you. The Nets are a basketball team. The Nets are a baseball team.
Right.
Okay. But right, like I said, right, what my man Kel said is like the Nationals playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, we third place in the NL West, in the East. So we should do away with the Pirates and try to sweep all three games for now. But, you know, we got a better team than last year, you know, even though, we try to do a cleanup sale last year. But we're doing okay.
Yeah, y'all look good because let me who sang that music? Come on, Steve.
You know what? Nah, I don't know why my hold on. That's one of my computers. Hold on.
Who's that?
Steve, we're gonna have to mute you.
But that was your phone, somebody's phone or something.
We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Okay, so listen, Carol. I think y'all Nets should be able to sweep these games from the Pirates because they're not doing good at all. They only won two games. Well, you know what I'm saying? They only won two games and they at the bottom, you know, they in fourth place as well.
They only
so
won
I
two
think
games.
Y'all team way better than theirs.
Come on in, Lou. What's up, brother?
Yeah. I think it's still too early to determine, you know, how things are gonna go. I mean, the season's done in a week, you know. You could have a bad week, you know, the first week, but then within a week or a month later, you know, you're in first place. So it's really too soon to put the nail in the coffin. Unless the first
Hey, Lou, what team you like? What team you
Yankees.
Like, Lou? Yankees, okay.
Yankees.
Oh, that's you on 57, okay.
That's right.
But you know what, Lou? What you see out of your team is normally what you know, the shortcomings and even the excitable moments of your team, that's normally what you get throughout the regular season.
No.
It's like I know what you're saying, and I can dig what you're saying, but you can kind of go, okay, for example, the season that the Nets won it all, right? They started out very slow. But they started slow with some great characteristics. They started slow with some great tendencies, you know? And that's basically my point of view when it comes to your team.
I've seen the Yankees come with very slow starts. Now, take back the 98 season. I know that's a long time ago, but let me give you an example. They started the season 1-3 and were looking, you know, awful. Everybody was griping and complaining, the managers, the fans, the broadcasters, my neighbors, my dog, everything else. But what did they do later? Hey, they wanted to win 114 games that season, set a new American League record at the time, cruised through the playoffs, and won the World Series. So a slow start in the first week of the season means absolutely nothing. Nada.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
During the beginning of the season, did the Yankees do anything? Did you see them do?
His phone, he'll catch up. Something happened to his phone.
I thought it was fine. I thought it exploded. Okay. So, did I see what?
Let me ask you this. So, who's done it since then? How many times has it been done since?
Well, they're known for slow starts, but they come right back up. And within 2 to 3 weeks later, they're in first place. So this is nothing new for them.
Yeah, they are built different. Like, the Yankees built different. Like, you know, they require a lot from their teams because they want everybody to look the same. Like, you can't even wear a mustache, a beard, nothing. You can't wear none of that stuff with them. So they want the clean cut type. So I do understand what you're saying, like the slow start. Or
yeah,
right. I understand all that.
Slow starts mean nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. I just like to dig at Kale when it comes to baseball.
I know.
That's all.
What is Kale a fan of?
What is what?
Who is his team?
He likes the Nats, the Nationals.
The
Washington.
Nationals, okay.
He loved everything Washington. If they had a rat race, he would love the Washington Rats, okay? Let me tell you. He's Washington. He's everything Washington. I don't care. If they
everything?
Everything. All sports. Mm. He is Washington, all sports. I don't care what it is. He's Washington.
Even
he's not
the
going. Even the Capitals.
Even the Capitals.
If they Washington, he with them, okay?
Yes,
and that's 100%. Not Baltimore.
Good, because the Orioles are a trash dump.
Well, you know, Baltimore is down, is like for us, is up the road. You know what I'm saying? So that's nothing to get in our car and go to Baltimore 40 minutes from where
I
live.
I know, but you've seen how the Orioles have played over the years. I mean, they get worse every year. As far as I'm concerned, their season ended the day spring training ended.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now,
and
that
Detroit.
Is absolutely true.
And Detroit. Oh, boy. Yeah. For most teams, a rough first week doesn't mean a thing. They can shake that off, you know, easily. I mean, baseball is a long season. It's 162 games. And you can go from first to worst in a matter of weeks.
That's true.
Unless you go certain teams. But
well, I was
going to
say
that
every team can't do that. Every team can't do that. And when they fall behind, it's hard for them to get back up. So every team can't do it.
Everybody plays the payroll. Like, oh, we don't have the good players. We can't go and spend money. That means we can't win a championship. Bull. You're as good as your team is, okay? Doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter how much you sign for or who you get. I mean, if they're not producing, they're not going to win. If you pay the guy $100 million over 10 years, if he's not getting the home run or the pitcher's not striking out, it doesn't matter. So don't give me that stuff. Oh, it's our payroll. We have a very weak payroll. Shut up. Really? If that was the case, everybody. Yeah. I mean,
that's
the case, everybody would have the same story.
Because you can't really say that. If you have money to monopolize the great players, the good players, then your team is at an advantage. I think it's malarkey when teams like the Yankees, Phillies, go out and spend an enormous amount of money on these players to make their team better. It ruins the parity in the league. It really truly does. And I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way, but it ruins the parity in the league, bro. You know, okay, I understand. I understand. Okay. You want to do whatever you can do to make your team the best.
Exactly.
That it can be.
What it's
okay.
about?
Yeah, but still, I don't like the way. I don't like the way it's handled in baseball. I just don't. Let's bring 007 in on this one, man.
What's up, 007?
Hey, what's going on? Calling from Hawaii. Somebody give me some pineapples. Slice it up, put it in the fruit cup.
How you feel about it?
Okay. I want to say that I'm very impressed with the pitcher Gray throwing 5 scoreless innings, to that victory. That's one. Not only that, what I'm impressed with is, you know, This reminds me of the 2019 team, but except for in the first half of the season, the bullpen kept on blowing games. What I love about yesterday was that the bullpen had held this ground, to make sure that, the star pitcher has his victory. Doolittle, Tanner Randy, the bullpen is right back to 2019 form. And call me crazy. I ain't going to be like a Cowboy fan, get a tattoo on my arm. But I'm willing to guarantee the Washington Nationals is going to the World Series and winning.
So you think, hold on, wait a minute. Let me back you up right real fast. Because you said like the Cowboys fans got the tattoos. So you think nobody else had tattoos?
Oh, yeah. I remember a guy, he put on the Cowboys Super Bowl champions, recently, about 2 or 3 years ago. It was on Facebook. It was funny. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got it.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was all a dream on his arm.
A dream it was.
Well, I know a lot of people who got their team's tattoos on them, and they're currently on this phone. I ain't gonna call no names.
But I mean, if you have a 2019 world champion,
I want brother to understand that I'm talking about myself. You keep thinking I'm taking shots at him. I'm not taking no shots.
Yeah,
I'm talking about myself.
You
I'm talking about myself.
Day,
I'm about to show my tattoo right now online. I'm about to show it. Right now.
But if you have a 2019 tattoo on your arm or wherever you have it, it's worth celebrating. I know it's three years ago, but yesterday gave me a glimpse of hope. We had a winning season last year. We was 82-80 last year, having a winning season.
Mm-hmm.
Versus 2011, I remember when we first came on, we won like 44 games and lost like 120-something games.
Yeah.
So this team this team is elite. This team is no joke. I like Dave Martinez.
For the record, I got the Nationals, the Wizards, and the Washington Football Team tattooed on my body. Thank you very much. And I'm looking for a spot. I'm looking for a spot where I can put my capital. You got that, Matt?
You should put them first. They recently won Stanley Cup on my birthday, 2018, June 7th. You should get them on.
That's right.
The Capitals are spoiled. The Capitals are spoiled in this area by Ted Leonsis. Say they not.
Can I be honest?
You cannot watch a Wizards game without a Capitals commercial. You can't watch the Mystics without a Capitals commercial.
They the champions.
I wonder why.
The
Mystics
are. Yeah, well, you had the
Mystics.
Be fair, they won the President's Cup, 3 consecutive times.
Yeah.
They never couldn't get through. You had the Pittsburgh Penguins. You had the Pittsburgh Penguins that was always in the way. And as soon as they got through Pittsburgh Penguins, you sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning. Boom! You go to Vegas and you struck a 7 and win the Stanley Cup.
Hey, Trees. You tell Ron my sentiment about teams who go through the whole season and only make it to the playoffs. Is that what they train for? I don't care nothing about
He real hard on that. Hard on it. But I'm not hard on it because I feel like... Go ahead, Kim.
You talking about like the Cowboys?
Sir Stanley, that's all I care about. I'll give them all props because in 2019, they played like a team. And won like a team. President's Cup. What you want me to do? Stand up, clap, applaud for the President's Cup?
Nobody started the season with ambitions of the President's Cup.
That's right.
So go talk to me about the President's Cup. Talk to me about Lord
what I'm saying, consecutive years. What took years, like 2013, 14, 15. Every time we got to the Easter Finals or even the semifinals, the Pittsburgh Penguins was in our way three consecutive years.
That's what I'm saying. He don't care. He don't care. He wants to win. And if you don't win, then he don't care. He don't care how far you got.
That brings it to
argument. I'm telling you, this is me and his argument all the time. I'm with you, but I don't want you to go down that road because it's a dead end.
Did they smoke a cigar in 2018?
Nah.
Yes, they did.
Come on, Lou. What you say?
Why?
I got to hear that.
We won in 2018. We won the Stanley Cup in 2018. Look
that's
it
right.
Up.
I thought it was 2019. Okay.
No, 2018. 18. The Nationals won 2019.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, that's right. I'm sorry. I got confused. You are absolutely right. But no other year. All these three times in a row. Listen, Buffalo fans, as amazing as it was for Buffalo to reach the Super Bowl, the number of times that they did, all people talk about is them losing. And Thurman Thomas not knowing where his helmet was when the game started.
They know you got a problem.
You know? Come on, Ted. You got something to say about this, bro?
Hey, Ted.
Hey. How y'all doing? Good evening. Y'all going, ain't y'all?
Yeah.
Well,
what's that you
say? Which one you want me to address? I mean, I was talking about the baseball at first, then y'all got on other things when your phone called out. As far as the baseball, I'm trying to find how many games do they have? Are they going to play this season?
162.
Yeah.
162. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like Lou said, I agree with Lou. Like I said, it's too early. You know, it really is too early.
You got a whole bunch
of games to go. And as far as, you know, my Sox, take it last year. They was picked, you know, they was one of the teams picked to go far. They had a good season. They started off good and all this and that, you know, then they had it down, then they had it up. Then at the end, they was nowhere to be found. So, the White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox.
And so, And so, like I said, it's just really too early. You got four games in. Some teams might have played two games, three games, or whatever. But it's really way too early. You know, let's try mid-season how each teams are doing and see how injuries, you know, affect each teams and stuff. So you got a lot of factors in it.
I agree with you. Well, it's too early to talk World Series, but it's never too early to talk what you feel by what you're seeing from your team. It's never too early to talk that.
I'm going to say, for my example, with my Sox, like I say, I mean, they was doing real good last year. I mean, you know, my hat was gone and all that, and they was talking about they're going to be this and that, winning the division, whatever, you know, but they was going to be good. They had a good season. But
the Guardians is in the way.
The thing is, how do they end? The thing is who wins the World Series? You know, so that's what you're shooting for. You ain't, like you said, you're not shooting for the Mother Cup, whatever that comment is. So, the Stanley Cup, like you said, you're not playing for a championship.
I think you guys are not understanding the
question. Yeah, they missed the question.
Y'all missing the question. I agree with everything you're saying. But what I'm saying is, from what you see now from your team, I'm not saying.
Well, let me answer that. For me, I can't see my team because it's in the region. I haven't seen my team. Well, I'm trying to answer the question. I understand your question. I haven't seen my team because it's not in my region. So I haven't seen how they play.
007 brought up World Series. I said nothing about World Series. All I'm talking about, each at-bat, each time your pitcher steps out to pitch, what type of confidence do you have arrived from your team? That's all I'm asking. I'm not talking about the World Series. It's way too early to discuss World Series. But it's never too early to talk about how your team is making you feel. What
you brought up World Series.
But no, Dale, why the man took out his pitcher? He had a chance to get a no hitter in the seventh, and he took him out.
You didn't see that man's arm was getting weaker. He was getting weaker. He was exhausted.
He didn't know. He said, "No, I ain't gonna let this man get no perfect game. I'm the boss. I'm the boss."
Nah, that's
not how it happened.
Yeah.
I can't stay quiet too much longer. That's not what happened.
The pitch count was high.
Yeah.
He was saying 82
pitcher,
pitches.
That pitcher never pitches past six innings during the season. That pitcher never pitches past six innings throughout the whole season. And the coach made a decision that pitcher is worth more than one game, one perfect game, when they need him throughout the whole year. Even the pitcher said, "I'm glad he took me out because I hadn't pitched them many innings before in about 5 years." So
there you go.
He didn't want him to have a perfect game. He wanted to have him around for the team in the long run. Because pitcher pitches a perfect game and stand out there longer than he normally does at the beginning of the season, you can destroy him. That's why it happened.
I could have had a perfect game. I could have been a record book. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to win.
Hold on, Steve. Listen.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it could have been in the record books. But do you want record books or do you want to kill somebody? And I ain't mean literally just kill him. I'm talking about he could, like, damage ligaments in his arm not used to doing it. And then now he's going to have Tommy John surgery. And then now we're going to be calling him a bum because he can't do this. It's too much. Just take him out.
But the other announcer saying it's all fine.
Hold on, Steve. Not just calling him a bum, but all type of animosity towards Davey Martinez. You head coach. You the manager of the team. You supposed to know when your he knew, like 57 just said, this pitcher is on a limited pitch count. He reached his limit. I'm disciplined enough to take him out. If anything, we should look forward to his next outing. What is he going to do?
Exactly.
Then? Boom.
Now we know Martinez know how far to push him. You know what I'm saying? So now they know that we can get him to this point, and he'll be good all the way up to this point, and all we got to do is bring in the closer, finish the game, we good, home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody good.
Go.
Everybody go home. Everybody live another day. You know what I'm saying? And everybody healthy. Healthy is what we want, y'all. We're really tripping off the records. We want healthy. We want healthy players.
I ain't never heard of a pitcher who pitched a perfect game one out of a season. Not me. In my 58 years of living. Okay?
You never heard of
man, maybe you need to watch it a little bit more, man. You need to watch it a little bit more then.
Hey, it's a dude, but Japan pitched a perfect game.
Oh, wait, stop talking across each other. Don't cut them off like that. We trying to hear what he's saying.
Matt Scherzer has thrown perfect games with the Nationals, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Scherzer has thrown perfect games as a National. Steven Strasburg has thrown, but you just said you ain't seen it in all your 58 years.
I'm talking about afterwards. It was months later.
No,
I say like the next game they pitched and stuff. It was like a couple months later. But it was only maybe two or three pitches.
But he did it. And he still lives and he ain't hurt.
It was
2009, Anibal Sanchez, I think that's his name. He pitched
Anibal.
A perfect game with the Nationals. Anibal Sanchez pitched a perfect game too.
Yeah. Kale, can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
I don't know if anybody remember this name right here. One of the best pitchers ever for two good seasons. His name is Denny McClain. The only pitcher to strike out 30 people in a game.
Mm-hmm.
The only pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He has the record. He never won a World Series. He never won a division title. But he was a good pitcher. But he got burnt out because they pitched him all the time. Your pitcher, he's going to have another chance to get a perfect game. But really, right now, you're looking at the wins. Your pitcher wasn't even concerned about the perfect game. He thought it would have been nice, but he said, I'm more concerned about the team winning than I am a perfect game because that's an individual record. You know, if you're a team player and you're trying to push to get to the title, individual accolades have to step to the side. And if you get them along the way, they come, but you should be pushing for the team goal.
It's about building team confidence. Now, the next time this pitcher comes out, guess what? The defense is going to play even harder behind him.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they want to get him that no-hitter. They want to get him that perfect game. So the defense is going to play twice as hard behind him. I'm telling you. Taking this young man out of the game was a brilliant move on Martinez's part, and I guarantee you Dusty Baker would have left him in there, burnt him out, and then we'd have been finding everybody to blame except for Dusty Baker.
Notorious for burning out pitchers, Dusty Baker.
But we won a World Series. Dusty Baker wasn't a bad manager either.
He was bad, but he lost two World Series because he burned his pitchers out and didn't have anything left. And one recently, the last one he was in, he lost because he burned his pitchers out.
You got to know when to get to the bullpen. That's the main thing. You get the star pitcher out, go to the bullpen, trust in the bullpen, the bullpen take care of you, give you that W. That's why I think that if they keep going the way they're going, like you said, Brother Carol, I'm looking forward for the next game because that's going to let me know that he probably on his way winning the Cy Young Award. I mean, I'm just saying, if the bullpen could back him up the way they did yesterday.
Well, I heard you say it. I heard Kale say it. And I know Sister said it 100 times. This is the second week of the season.
Yeah.
They call it the pastime because the first 2 months of the season, you're just out enjoying the game, passing the time away.
Yeah.
The season actually starts at All-Star break. That's when you start looking at who's doing what and where your teams are.
Yeah.
But right now, don't get too caught up into Cy Young, who's going to be the Cy Young, who's going to go to World Series. That's not even on the table right now.
Mm-hmm. That thing can change so fast, honey. Baseball is a fast-paced, flip-floppy type of game.
Right,
when I say anybody's game, it is anybody's game at any time.
Which, yep. again, is why the question that was asked right now, at this point, what good attributes are you seeing from your team? Right
this
now,
is from mine.
At this point.
I'm saying, well, from the San Francisco, let me speak for San Francisco Giants, because that's who I like. The pitching is amazing. The bullpen, everything is just flowing. Everything just flowing right now, really good. We just need to try to stay healthy because Brandon just, he tweaked his foot. So they're going to rest him for a little bit. So if we could just stay healthy and everybody just be in the pitchers, really stay healthy, no Tommy John surgery, no none of that, we good. We good. And the pitching is amazing right now for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
On
my
team.
What'd you say, Kale?
The Yankees. I'm sorry, Kale.
No, go ahead.
On my team, the Yankees, I haven't seen anything differently than how the Yankees normally start off at the beginning of the year. Yeah, they're hitting a lot of home runs, but I'm waiting to see them in that tough, grinded-out game where, no home runs. You just I don't like a game with a lot of home runs. Some people don't like 1 and 2 run games. I love it because it means it was a great defense, some good pitching. It was a good game. Huh?
It was
a great game y'all played San Diego. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Even though y'all lost in the end, that was a great game. That was a great game.
Yep.
San Diego played great defense. Yep.
They do.
Yeah, those
are the
type of games
I
like.
That was a division game. That's what I didn't like. We lost the division game, so I didn't like that.
Yeah, really. Really, yep.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Excuse me. We're going to have to go ahead and move on, y'all. We got plenty of topics. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good gang, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger, happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe, the microphone. Who lasts the longest, and who's the strongest? It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe.
To the beach, y'all. You don't stop. That's music of 57. Shut your ass up. Excuse me. Shut your ass up.
We are cussing today. Thank you, Doc Walker.
Anyway, the play-in of the NBA playoffs has tipped off the action that began Tuesday night, featuring an 18 play-in tournament with the Nets, the Timberwolves, the Hawks, and the Pelicans. And it reads as follows. The Nets beat the Cavs 115-108. The Hawks beat the Dog Mets out of the Hornets 132-103. The
Montrezl Harrell did not show up
at all. The Clippers lost to the Timberwolves. And the Pelicans and the Spurs played like an old school basketball game. No one reached 100. The score was 97-91. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
This some bull crap, man. This playoff crap is some bull crap. I don't understand what the crap they're doing. Why don't they just play? I mean, how is it you lose, but you get to come back on Friday and play another game, and you might be back in it again? This is crap, man.
When you lose, you should be out.
Like
you,
like
if you're going to play extra games, just play extra games. Yeah.
Can I be honest?
You ain't ready to go pot apples.
Can I be honest? The NBA is trying to find a way to make their playoffs as relevant as the Final Four and the NFL. They're looking for a way for more people to be interested. So, and how many seasons, y'all, have we watched the NBA playoffs and said, "Hey, this team just missed it. This team would have been a problem if they'd have made it. That team would have been a problem if they'd have made it." So the NBA said, "Okay, this is our opportunity to get more TV time and to have legitimate games in a playoff scenario." So they did it. So does that? No, I did not say I liked it. I'm giving a reason as to why they're doing it. I didn't say I liked it. No, I liked the playoff format the way it was. It was cool to me just the way it was.
Exactly. But see, they added the extra game. So that's why they did that. They added an extra game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that, guess what? That extra game generating doggone near $2-3 million. You think they're not going to go for that? You think they're not going to go for that? Y'all got to understand
you know
it all boils down to money.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm such a big hypocrite. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to say, they added extra games to football. I didn't like it. They added extra games to basketball. I didn't like it. But when they added extra games to baseball, I was all for it. Baseball is the sport that I love. So I wanted to see it played more. That's all. And like Kel said, it's always about the money in any of the sports. But I was just looking at myself.
Not just that, 57. It's some people that love basketball that much.
Ted,
you know, brother Ted is the only person I really truly know that watch. Oh, and Debo now, but they watch the female game, not because they love. Okay, well, treats as well.
Especially college.
I'm talking about men. You know, I only know a few men that watch the female game because they're so into basketball.
And they play harder. They play harder than the guys. They don't be crying for five.
Can't get paid less.
And look a whole lot better.
Your Cooper was my girl.
Look a whole lot better. Come on, 57. Come on, 57.
Well, see, I'm there for competition.
I watched the WNBA draft Sunday, and I'm telling you, it looked like a fashion show, them girls going up there to get their jerseys. I was like, what? You look like nothing the way you look on the court.
The league The league has told them if you guys come a little more attractive, it'll bring more money to your game.
Yeah.
It'll bring more money to your sport. So you have women now really looking like women. I remember watching the WNBA draft and was like, man, don't nobody look like no woman here. Brittany Griner and them, you know what I mean? So
Time out. You ain't naming the whole girls.
I agree.
Now, had you said Leslie and Kim Duncan and Natalie Ungarfum, they're women.
Tamika Hoslaw.
They're women. They like
Sabrina.
That's another
story.
Yeah. See, y'all was looking at the wrong one.
Sure, Swoops.
Yeah, she done, she married a woman after. Yeah. Yeah, she done married a woman now.
But she looks like
yeah,
a girl.
She was, yeah, I love Cheryl Swoops.
You know what I mean?
I love Cheryl Swoops. Fine as hell.
Yep. Rebecca Lobo.
Tamika Holzfall.
Tamika, well, she was kind of iffy, but Tamika,
yeah.
Tina Greenwood, all of them. They was
yep.
ladies that came with, they had nice outfits on. They were really nice back when they first
guys,
was being drafted.
You guys are pleasing
Cheryl Miller was bad
you
when she first came in.
Cheryl Miller ain't never been bad. Stop it, boy. Stop
man,
no,
Cheryl
she
Miller
was
blah.
Look,
Cheryl
was,
Miller,
oh,
at one time,
Cheryl
Miller. Yes, yeah, she did, bro. I'll say it again. Cheryl Miller looked good. Just in case y'all didn't hear me. and she was probably the greatest female basketball player we've ever seen. You know what, Ron? You know what, 007? I'm glad you got phone privileges today, bro. I'm glad you got phone privileges today.
You know what? I'll agree with you, 57. As far as Cheryl Miller's talent goes, she is one of the best female basketball
yes.
players that we've ever seen. But don't you ever sit there and try to say Cheryl Miller is good looking. Reggie Miller,
all I can say is this. To me, so say this, Kale. To me, Cheryl Miller was a good-looking woman, and probably the person that's laughing the hardest done probably been out with a whole lot of women that look a lot worse than she did.
I did.
No. The one that's laughing.
No one.
You know who that
no
is.
No one is saying Cheryl Miller is ugly, but she ain't attractive.
No.
I'm sorry. Are we looking at the face or the whole body?
Because she's really pretty.
The face and the body.
Work with me, sis. I'm looking at it right now.
I've never seen a waste of some pretty eyes before in my life. Some eyes were
yeah,
so. For her.
Okay.
Some pretty
hey,
eyes.
Sis.
I mean, he talks to me.
We listen to a blind electrician and a jailbird.
And we also listen to a dude who's had all type of surgery. I'm sure cataracts is on that list. If not,
Hey, Kale, guess what? If it needs to happen, I got the money to do it, baby.
Don't get it done, man. I don't care how many times Cheryl Miller click her heels and turn to Dorothy, she's still gonna look like the Scarecrow, for real.
Hey, see, now that's not fair. That's not fair to put her in that category right there, KL. That's not fair at all, bro.
Okay.
Now come on, you owe Cheryl Miller an apology, man.
So, Reggie, you do.
You owe Cheryl Miller an apology. You at 003.
Nah, I don't owe no apology, dog. She owes those women that she played against an apology. For real. She owes them an apology. Seriously. The NBA playoff playing, I'm telling you, man, Kel's corner goes in any direction in thought of it, man. We are seriously sitting here debating Cheryl Miller. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Anyway. back to the NBA, guys. You know, and as I said, we had the Nets beat the Cavs. We have the Hawks whip the dog mess out of the Hornets, in which Montrezl Harrell did not show up. One or two rebounds, and he tried to act uber aggressive and all that. On that's why he should have never left the Wizards. Anyway, the Clippers lost to the Timberwolves 109-104, and again the Spurs and the Pelicans play old school basketball. 97 Pelicans, 91 Spurs, which was surprising to me, which was very surprising to me because I don't know. We know that it's not lack of coaching with the Spurs. So I'm going to just contribute this to lack of talent. Maybe they just don't have the right talent on their team. As they have in years. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They
you know?
Don't have no veteran. Everybody under 24, 25.
Exactly.
They don't have
exactly.
A good power. They don't have a good
and
power.
No veteran.
Yeah, yeah. And you always need a good veteran to kind of calm things down and get guys' mind, on the game plan. You always
what y'all say? What y'all say too? Can't be no 24-year-old general.
He
don't
yes,
work.
He did. Yes, he did. Yes, he
but,
did. You can't be.
But
no
you have.
General.
They don't have a Tim Duncan and a David Robinson. You know they don't really have really really a big man that go down the paint. You got Greg. Popular on Greg, but you know what I'm saying, the coach could do but so much. You know? I don't think they
go. That no veteran. Even though he a veteran, who you talking about, Greg, he a veteran, but where he won? Where he been? He just keep getting bounced around. He a veteran just because he old and he been in the league. He ain't no veteran because he been proven anywhere. Where he been proven at? Where? Georgetown? That's in college.
Any player.
No, Greg Popovich got 5 championships with the Spurs. That's who we're talking about.
Oh, you talking about him?
Oh,
he's talking about Greg.
But Popovich ain't on the floor.
Popovich
Al Green
cleaned it all the way up. He ain't on
the floor. Approach your screen, but so many directions, and this is what, and that is what he wants. It's the players on the floor. It's the general on the floor. Why do you think Phoenix looks as good as they do? That's Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
That's that veteran leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the only way they win the championship is because they poor than they got hurt.
Even with us, with the Bulls. We hanging in there, too. But DeMar, we hanging
Chris
on because DeMar
be in the playoffs.
And Zach LaVine is our veteran. So, you know, we hanging on, too, just because of them.
Mm-hmm.
Had we not had them, we'd be sitting on the couch.
Like we
are. Yeah.
I was going to say this, bruh. You know, because you always said I'm getting taken digs. So, you said it. But I would have been sitting at home with y'all. For real. And that's facts.
Well, I'll be watching
the NBA draft with the 90s. We have a lot of players on our team that's coming back off an injury at the right time. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
But the Bulls was the second seed, though, at one time, right?
We still
think. And the only thing you don't like about that.
Up and down no more. It's playoffs now. You can't be Woods. We six. We're going to be six throughout.
The only thing I don't personally like about that tree is I don't like for teams to try to develop their chemistry in the playoffs. I like them to have that chemistry going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it'll be business as usual.
I'm with you 100%. I like it to be business as usual. These guys, it ain't like they don't know each other. They have played together. You know what I mean? Like, they do have chemistry when they're on the floor together. Like, it wouldn't be hard to get the chemistry because they don't have to find it. It's there. That's what I like about it.
No. All right. 563-999-3782. And I purposely made this topic the last run and bringing it up now because I want us to have ample time to talk about these NFL situations and trades and signings and all of that. We'll be right back.
Back to life, back to reality.
Hey, back to life, back to reality, back to the NFL. Everybody taking their seat on this. Y'all sitting down, man. Raider quarterback Derek Carr agrees to a $121.5 million contract extension. Now, help me out, guys. And I've been waiting to talk to my brother, my sisters on the corner to help me understand what has Derek Carr done to deserve this? What has Derek Carr done to deserve this, really?
Can I make you proud first?
Hold on.
He beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving for one.
Wait a minute.
We're going to let Kirby go first because Kirby has been waiting patiently on hold all this time. Come on, Kirk.
Hey, everybody. Hey, how you doing? Give me three corners put in the parking meter out there in front. These three quarters parking meter. You was talking about pitching and all that. When I was a kid, I was so good at killing squirrels, they made me start throwing left-handed. That's right. Baseball players are smarter than football players because they never get penalized for having too many men on the field. See? And I am
that
so
was a
hungry.
Good one.
I am so hungry. Me and Ronnie had a video channel, Facebook, and he had the best looking mouth watering chicken you ever seen, coming out of his oven. And I'm hungrier than three you know who's. Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. I'm starving to death over him. My wife had to go pick up the kids at school, and I'm starving to death. Think about that damn chicken that you got over there.
My bad.
But, David Carr was real good because he got Greg Williams fired.
Good
call.
Remember?
How did Derek Carr get Doug Williams fired? Tell me about that.
There was a game and Williams put an all-out blitz and, left a couple of receivers open and Carr hit them and beat whoever it was there that Williams was defensive coach with. last year, the previous year.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on. Was it the Jets game?
I think it was the Jets game.
Yeah. Lombom and the guy ran for touchdown.
Yeah.
They beat him by 2 points. And
That was it.
Right.
And you was talking about Ronnie's girlfriend. I saw her walking down the street. The wind blew her hair to the right, and then the wind blew her hair to the left, and then the wind blew her hair across the street.
Oh my! I knew it was coming. apart from all hair blowing in the wind, Baker Mayfield says he feels disrespected by the Brown and sees himself ending up in Seattle. What do you guys think about that?
I think he ought to shut his mouth because, you know, he's running himself for his next team if he gets one, because they won't trust him to, you know, to keep stuff in the locker room. You know what I mean? And he's just being a crybaby. That's all.
Now, Kirby, let me ask you a question. When an organization comes out, Deshaun Watson, and they say things about the player, everybody assumes the organization is correct. Everybody assumes the organization is okay. But when you have a player, Baker Mayfield, who we all can agree, there were a lot of situations with Baker Mayfield as a Cleveland Brown quarterback that we were left scratching our heads.
I'm not saying that the organization is right. I'm saying the organization's business. And if they can upgrade the quarterback, they're going to do it. If they can upgrade the cornerback, they're going to do it. You know, so it's a business. It's a cold-hearted business, and all in their players know that, you know. So that's just the nature of the game, you know.
Right. And I feel ill feelings are nature of the game as well.
Mayfield still has $28 million coming to him, so
yes, he does.
It's kind of hard for me to feel sorry for somebody that's crying and oh, they didn't treat me right and all that, and he's getting $28 million. Shoot.
Well, the $28 million is because of the offer and the contract he signed. Let's get that cleared up. That's because of the offer that the Browns made and the contract that Baker signed. So that $28 million is irrelevant, especially when it comes down to how you're treating me as a human being, as a person. Baker Mayfield had the opportunity to leave the Browns several times. But they, no, man, we want you here. We want you as a player. And now, what would the mantra be if Baker Mayfield would have exercised his option? That's all I'm saying. We gotta start looking at this thing as what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If these teams,
well, that ain't the way it is, though.
And well, that's not cool.
And you gotta remember, he had wide receiver problems in Cleveland.
He had a lot of problems in Cleveland.
I'm
not saying that he's not a good quarterback. I'm just saying him running his mouth is hurting him, and it's making him look bad, especially when he goes to another team. They're going to be thinking, well, I really can't trust this dude. I can't say nothing around him because he's gonna put it out in the street.
Well, you're right. That's an accurate thought on the situation, Kirby. And I'm not going to say you're wrong at all because that's how we saw this firsthand with RG3 while being the Washington football team quarterback.
Right.
You know, running upstairs to Dan Snyder and telling everything that's going on in practice and on the football field. So your teammates will develop a sort of a hatred towards you because of that.
Yeah.
Let's take this call. 297, how you doing? Who is this?
What's up?
Unmute yourself.
How y'all doing? This is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on, Eric?
I'm saying I feel bad for Baker. Like I said, it's different from RG3. RG3 was like from jump. Baker took it all until he couldn't take no more, and it was all over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then once, you know, decisions had been made, he waited, you know. You know, tried to wait it out and tried to, you know, make the best of it. But when it wasn't, you know, of course he's going to have to have a little something to say.
Yeah, he's only absolutely. Doing
exactly.
I hope he finds a good place to land. As a matter of fact, you know, he I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he might be legend with a better arm. But, you know, we're stuck with Wentz for the time being, so we got to make the best of that.
Washington Commanders?
My team's the Washington Redskins. I don't know about these Commanders. But,
Mr. Eric, let me break it down to you, Mr. Eric. Like,
you can
Rick
try.
Doc Walker told us on Tuesday, it really doesn't matter what y'all are being called right now because it's all boo-boo. I can't use his word.
Pretty much.
It's all boo-boo.
Pretty much.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to let you go ahead and call him.
We're talking about Baker Mayfield right now. And the thing is that, I mean, if you want to bring in a Commander's reference, you know, we can talk about the legend. We can talk about Heinicke and how he hasn't said nothing. He's getting, you know, pretty much the same, you know, treatment. I mean, like, they had the name change and all this hoo-ha and everything. And you would think that
we don't know nothing about it. Tell us about it.
And the thing is, it's like the guy who led you throughout the season and stuff, your quarterback, is usually your first pick to be the face of the franchise. And he was nowhere to be found that whole PR. Nowhere to be found there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not even as a secondary, you know, person. I mean, yeah, you got Chase Young. He was your number one pick, blah, 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 blah. We got that. But they, like, it's like he wasn't even on the team. So, you know, there's an example, you know, and
that
a difference, you know, to contrast between him and Baker, and they both pretty much were in the same situation. My thing is this, you know, and, you know, people like to poo-poo it and stuff like that, but the truth is, yeah, he's had some chances in the past, but, like, last year was his first full year as a starter. Give the man a chance to grow. Hell, let him go hit some weights.
They don't do that.
Get stronger.
Y'all don't give people.
I don't think anywhere Deshaun Watson went last year. Whoever picked up Deshaun Watson, some quarterback somewhere was going to be hurt. His feelings was going to be hurt. It's hard to pass up on a Deshaun Watson. That guy's a once in a lifetime talent. And Baker Mayfield is a good quarterback, but he's not Deshaun Watson. He's not.
That's what he took. He took Baker Mayfield's job.
I know that. I'm saying if he had went someplace else other than probably Miami, Phillips was going to get hurt. That's a good quarterback, and he wasn't going to stay out there long. Baker, I agree with the guy. I agree with Eric to a certain degree that, maybe Baker should take his money, go on about his business, go on to another team, and just leave everything else alone. Because this is a business that they don't play fair. So sometimes you got to play the game. No, get your money
like point,
and go ahead.
I like that point you made, man. I like that point, you know. If we can upgrade, but, you know, they got to convince me, Wentz got to convince me that he's an upgrade from Heineke.
You know, they drafted Deshaun Watson, right? They draft on Cleveland Browns got Deshaun Watson.
Now, if the Commanders and went and got, trust me, if the Commanders and went and got Deshaun Watson, I would have, you know, zero to say.
No, I'm saying the Browns have Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield on
right
the same team.
You right, 007.
Yeah, so ain't that the controversy right there? Would Baker Mayfield and
well,
Deshaun
no,
Watson?
Well, he wanted to show Baker Mayfield when they out.
And it's just like the point that Eric just made, you know. Washington went out.
So what's
going to
happen when Deshaun shows up and they still got the same wide receiver problem?
Hold on, wait a minute. Go ahead, Kale.
Washington went out there and grabbed Carson Wentz. We haven't heard anything about a trade, about being unhappy, or anything from Taylor Heineken. But
that's a good thing.
It hasn't even been 2 weeks, and we're hearing Baker Mayfield saying he feels disrespected. And by all means, he has every right to express his feelings. Everyone does. He has every right to express his feelings, whether we agree with them or not. Those are his feelings that he's talking about. So he has every right to express them. I'm just saying it's not, like 57 said, it's not going to do him good once he moves on to another team. It's not going to do him
well,
good.
Well, you know what?
Right.
It's hard
right.
to compare Mayfield with Heineke. But Heineke knew that at best he was going to be a backup. He knew that. Baker Mayfield was drafted out of college to be a starter, and that's all he knows. So the difference is I'm supposed to be a starter. I done gave you everything here. You know, I do all my commercials about your stadium, and now you looking for another quarterback. Instead of trying to build a team around me, you bringing in another quarterback, and you're going to build a team around him and give him everything he wants because Deshaun Watson is going to get what he wants to win. You wouldn't get a quarterback like that if you weren't going to give him what he needed to win.
Are they going to build a team around him, and how long is it going to take? Because Deshaun Watson is right now going to walk in with the same.
Eric, I can't see into the future.
Issues.
I can't see into the future how long it's going to take. But I wouldn't go out and spend my money on a guy like that if I wasn't going to give him the tools to win. And I can't see Cleveland. I mean, I can't see them. Being that type of team that didn't give him what he needed to win.
Yeah, I'm with you, 57. I mean, it got to be a push and give. It got to be a push and give. Because when the push and give comes, you got to just say some got to give. Because if you got two A1 star quarterback on the same team, some got to give. Somebody ain't going to be happy. Nobody want to be the backup.
As much money as they gave Watson, they don't have the money to build. I mean, you know, to get into
the
Class A players. Plus, Mayfield also was throwing his ex-Cleveland players under the bus about, they just taking the money. They ain't trying real hard and all that bullshit.
Yeah, he did say that.
He was on
the dark rivers and the MB throwing that man under the bus.
Was he lying? When we watch Cleveland play,
it don't matter if he's lying. You know, sitting out there in Seattle thinking about bringing him there, and the players are saying, "Damn, he come out here, he's going to be criticizing us, and he can't keep nothing in-house."
If Seattle players come out on the field half-assing it, then yes, he will. But But if they come out on that field given the same that he is given, I can guarantee you he'll say nothing. So the players control what is said about the players. And the point that I didn't get to get out, how many times have we looked at Cleveland Browns games? Now, the running backs in Cleveland, great. But receivers, we've seen these guys, alligator arm catches. We've seen these guys pull their arms back because they don't want to go across the middle. We've seen these guys give up on deep balls with the ball still in the air. So it's not like Baker Mayfield was making these things up. It's not like he was lying. And we all saw this watching football with the Cleveland Browns. And not just last season, but a multitude of seasons, this is what we've seen from Cleveland. Now, hopefully, I'll be one that say, hopefully, Deshaun Watson can come in there and turn it all around. Hopefully. But I think Cleveland is more than just a quarterback away. I think Cleveland are more than just a quarterback away from success. That's just how I feel about it.
They're in my division, so I could the hell with Cleveland.
Yeah, I was going to say they ain't in my division either. I ain't got to worry about them.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm on the NFC East side. At least we got three rings.
Well, I ain't got no man crush on Mayfield.
I'm trying to get one of my ass. I ain't dwelling on the rings.
We may not have time. Not this year, so Merry Christmas.
That's
to him.
Right. Yay!
Yeah, you
boy,
know.
Y'all some thieves over there, boy. Y'all just some red natural.
Why you call the Steelers? Y'all call the Steelers?
Right. What do we do?
Ain't the reason.
We stole money from Rapid Cheerleaders. Got a new name, and then he say, and I got it right here, and I can email it to anybody. They say the fans gonna name the team, and then what they do? Lie, okay? Dumbo, they couldn't get the rights to Red Wolves. That's a lie, okay? We could have been Red Wolves, looking good and everything, but they lied to the fans. So. And we paid us.
Y'all
look at
no good names, man. The Red Snake.
The
Red Tails.
We're
going to get the Red Hots. Watch the Red Hots.
I could have took red barbecue sauce from Kirby and put it on a helmet.
That's terrible.
The best name y'all have is the Washington football team. To the left of the deck.
Fact.
Kirby.
I like
Kirby,
that better than the Commander.
Yeah. Kirby Bobby.
I like
Red
Bud, too.
To watch the Red Bud.
Well, I tell you what. The next time Rick Doc Walker calls into the show, you ask him about my barbecue ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kirby, I ain't messing with you, Kirby. You the man, bro.
Yeah, all right.
You the man. If you say it's...
Yes, he is.
Well,
yes, he is.
No.
Well, my grandkids. My grandkids think I'm so old that I rode to high school in a chariot, you know.
You know what? I ain't doing it.
With your old tie ribs. Mm-hmm. I'll take you on.
I ain't messing with her.
I can
bring
some ribs.
Yeah. I know you could cook some ribs because you from back in the day, if you know what I mean.
This ain't no coronation now, Kirby. You
got to
do
that.
I got 15 years of tailgates that will tell you. It's like, you know.
Well, I think all y'all should cook some, and I tell you who to mail them to. And we can say, we'll let you know.
There you go.
Yeah, cook them for the corner. Don't do all this bragging. Yeah, cook them for the corner.
That's our question.
It's all good. Go ahead with the question.
The question is, what is the best barbecue sauce? What was the best barbecue sauce?
My barbecue sauce, homemade. Yeah, that's
sauce.
Similar, I was hoping y'all had Willis. But okay.
Link Willis cha-cha sauce from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, and don't say Murray Steakhouse barbecue sauce, because Murray Steakhouse is no more, okay?
Well, you go to Murray Steakhouse for some barbecue sauce anyway.
Man, I did.
Oh, you said, man, but I did.
The
steaks
my
ain't even real
sauce,
at that place.
My barbecue sauce is so good, you'll even eat your fingers.
That's right.
That's
a lot of eating.
We were talking about the officers lying in the draft, and there are a couple people we can get, because Evan O'Neill, from offensive tackle from Alabama, he's going to be gone, and Trevor Penning, offensive tackle for North Iowa, he's going to be gone. You know, Giants.
Oh, he's
going
to Alabama already.
I like Frost from Mississippi State.
But the one, my dog horse is Bernard Rob Raymond, offensive tight from Central Michigan. He is 6'8". Okay, 325 pounds, right? I would grab him in a heartbeat, okay?
He won't get it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, he good. He good, sis.
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, it all starts with the big guys up front. It all starts with them, and I tell you what. I like Leno and Lucas and from University of Texas.
Big car.
All Washington football fame. When 57 says yes, I like him, go somewhere else. Don't bother
me. I'll tell you what, now. Hey,
Al, you talking to? Is it you just talking to the guy
cannot,
that got six Super Bowls, been to eight of them?
You cannot criticize Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line or defensive line because they know how to draft. That's right.
Come on, Kale.
You know,
come on, Kale.
What is going on today when everybody missing the point that I'm making? When 57 says yes, you better start looking somewhere else. Because 57 is Richard. He does not want to see Washington have never been a success.
Y'all don't deserve it. Y'all gotta. Well, okay.
Don't nobody want to believe this, but excuse me.
Your team. Your original owner was the first owner to ever say a black man will never, ever play for me on my team.
That's how it was.
And he held that for the whole
thing.
Even when they were integrating football, he still held the same sentiment. I'm not forgetting it. I'm not forgetting the lynchings either. So what am I supposed to do?
So what we're to believe is Pittsburgh never had a racist coach or member of your team.
I didn't say that. But they didn't come out in the paper. They didn't come out in the paper and say, that N-word will never play for me. Boom. Never said that. Matter of fact, we're on the cutting edge of civil rights movement in the NFL by our original owner.
That Roley rule that keeps changing. That Roley rule that keeps happening.
Hey, look, hold on. We're not changing it. The NFL is changing it. The NFL is changing it. We came up with what it was supposed to be. It's not up to us if the owners are not living up to the stature of the rule or the law of the rule. They're supposed to, but they're not. It's not Rooney's fault.
Well, you are right, because the original owner there for the Washington Redskins wanted the Redskins to be the only Southern team because it was south of the Mason-Dixon line, which is the reason he didn't want Dallas in there.
Are you old enough to remember, Kirby? I know you're old enough to remember.
A point was while the Pittsburgh Steelers were on the cutting edge of civil rights and all this and that and the other, women's rights meant nothing to them. You know why?
We won't talk about that, though, Kale.
They kept a
hey, you know what?
Hold on, Kale.
When you go to court and they say not guilty, it's not guilty. You can say whatever you want to, draw whatever conclusion you want to, but the facts are the judge said not guilty.
No, they never said not guilty.
Yes, they did, sis. Yes,
they
did. Look it up. Okay, now they didn't settle out of court. Now they didn't settle out of court.
In the United States of America, there's been quite a few people that have suffered through a not guilty verdict that, you know, were definitely guilty.
Okay, well, look, the fact said no.
57, you can't hold it against today's Redskins fans.
I ain't holding against the fans. You love who you want to love. That's your team. I don't blame you for loving your team. You should love your team. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got my reasons for not liking them.
Our team has had more black quarterbacks than some teams have had quarterbacks. I mean, you want to go all the way back to Tony Banks and, you know, Tony Banks and Jason Campbell and what's his name? Donovan McNabb and RG3 and probably a couple more in there that I forgot.
Doug Williams. Doug Williams just blew the Super Bowl wide open in the second quarter. Led our team to 5 touchdowns the second quarter against Denver.
And what did they do after the Super Bowl? What did they
you
do? Up
what?
Until that moment, everybody had been saying, I'm going to Disneyland. Everybody said, I'm going to Disneyland, and I'm going to Disney World. Doug Williams didn't say it. Doug Williams didn't get the chance to say it. Give me a break, fellas.
How was that on Washington?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Every team
I'm not saying it was on Washington. I'm just saying, I'm just telling you. He left.
I would not go.
All that right there was a mistake.
Right now, with all them faggots out there and all that bullshit.
Dang.
Going on
Oh Lord. Did Doc just walk in the office with you?
57. Let me tell you
like this.
Nobody that has won a Super Bowl.
I'm glad I caught the last Kel show.
I'll wait. Nobody from the organization does that Disney commercial. That is sponsored and brought to you by Disney. So ask Disney. Why you guys didn't give Doug Williams an opportunity to say, I'm going to Disneyland?
You guys? Did you just say you guys?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, didn't you say you? Why you guys didn't give Doug Williams? I had no say-so.
I said,
but really, It all just came into the whole. It all just came into the whole racism of the Washington football and the NFL and racism.
Oh
period.
No, you don't. Oh hell no! No,
that's right.
Get away with that.
No, wait, look. Hey, it ain't got everything to do with it.
Hey, look,
I didn't say that I
didn't.
I didn't say that I didn't. I didn't say that I didn't. I didn't try to run away from it. I stand by it. Excuse me, sis. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sis. But look.
Hold on, wait a minute, y'all. When y'all do that, it's really loud and confusing. Like nobody can hear nobody when you guys do that. So I'm just going to ask you guys to just, you know, if somebody is talking, just wait till they finish. It's going to be a little pause, and then you can jump in there. But just, you know, y'all try not to over-talk each other because it's not, it's just noise. You can't hear nothing. It's just a whole bunch of mumble-jumble. And I want to hear everybody's comment, okay? Everybody's comment is worth listening to.
All right, we got you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Double.
Y'all got spanked.
Yeah, you sure did to say anything now. Hey, bro, come back off.
The point is this. 57, you're funny. You're funny because you...
I'm not being funny, though, Kale. I'm being real. Being serious.
You have diverted every conversation. You have yet to acknowledge Ben Roethlisberger and his nonsense, talking about he was...
Acknowledge what?
He paid.
I can't.
He paid his way out of that. He paid his way out of that.
Who? What are you talking about? Who paid what? What are you talking about?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Where's your proof, Kale? Where's your proof?
I just sent proof to both of y'all.
Where's the proof he paid anything? Show me a copy of the check and how much he paid. Where's your proof?
Oh, wow.
Give me a bunch of hearsay, man. Give me some proof.
It's a report indicating that Roethlisberger and accuser Andrea McNulty have come to a settlement. That is before trial, sir.
And where you get that from?
It's right on. I just sent it to you.
Off the internet?
Yeah,
you said off the internet? Yeah, because that's not what happened. They went to trial. That's not what happened.
There was a monetary exchange in the settlement. Roethlisberger lawyers elaborated on the details.
How much was the monetary exchange? That's what lets you know that the internet, just like everybody else, sis, they lied, just like everything else.
Listen, I can only go about what they put on the internet, okay?
And they can't put the amount.
I can't read into it.
And they can't put the amount.
I can only report.
There's a difference between criminal charges and civil charges. Okay.
Say it again, Kirby. I'm sorry.
There's a difference between criminal charges and civil charges. Oh. They might drop they may not prosecute for lack of evidence or witnesses and stuff. But a person can still sue and possibly get a settlement in civil court.
Mm-hmm.
And you want him to talk, so.
No, I did want him to talk because that's exactly what happened. He beat it in court, just like O.J. Simpson.
He beat it in court.
Yes, he did.
Right.
He beat it in court, and the girl got him in civil court because he didn't want it to go any further. That's what happened.
They never filed charges against him. The lady just said she was raped, right? They never filed any charges. What they did was both lawyers got together and they came up with an amount for her to go away for the second time. She's the second person. So it went away and they swept everything under the rug. Okay.
They said swept under the rug. That's what they said in there. Swept under the rug. That's how they said it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that to me. I want to read it and see if they said swept under the rug. Make sure they said swept under the rug.
I sent it to you, bro.
So some people say anything to prove their point, man. Somebody, you don't be careful, you get Donald Trump.
Yeah. And you know what?
I got sued.
I always be examples of mothers. Oh, my baby ain't do that. And that little bastard out there killing people. That little bastard out there carjacking. But because she
loves
should have
raised him the right way.
So much because she loves
little, well,
Ben raised the right way. Ben Roethlisberger,
they should have raised him the right way.
You know?
They should have raised him the right way.
If it wasn't for the money he had, he would have actually done time. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't really matter how upset you are about it. Ben got two Super Bowls and he retired going about his business. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm educated.
Yes, you are.
I'm educated.
Yes, you are. You're not educating me. I'm above that. I'll pass that one, bro. Look, you're upset about it because you bring it up all the time. Anytime I say anything about the truth, you bring up Ben Roethlisberger.
No, I do not.
Or you bring up the last time we lost to y'all 4 years ago. One of them. One of the two. You bring them up.
First of all, it wasn't 4 years ago.
Well, however long it was, you know what I'm talking about. If it was 4 years, 5 years, you remember what the game I'm talking about.
You know what? My friend, who talk everything to sound as stupid as you do. Right,
and see,
now,
only a stupid person would call, only a stupid person would even say that. That shows your lack of intelligence because you couldn't find another word. Come on, bro. I thought you was bigger than that. And you're the host of this show?
Can we get back to baseball, y'all?
Muted.
All right.
Yeah.
So
go ahead, Tree.
We got 162 games, baseball I'm talking about. 162 games. We're only about six games in. And everybody team is healthy, I think. If you guys have injuries, because we have injuries. So I have an injury early, and my team is doing great as far as the pitching. What do you guys are missing from your teams?
I'm not missing anything right now.
What are you talking about? Baseball or?
Baseball.
Yeah, you're talking about baseball. But what's our team?
Same friend.
I'm glad y'all say something. Let me break it down for y'all. When I'm most impressed with our team is the third base. Franco playing third base the way he's playing. Oh, the Washington Nationals, by the way.
Okay.
I have an attitude.
I know that's
our
right.
Third
Come
base.
On.
You know what I'm saying? Our third baseman Franco. I'm very impressed with that because losing Anthony Rendon in 2019, it showed up in the 2000 season and beyond. I know this year is kind of early, but I'm very impressed with our third baseman and our bullpen.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, bullpen hasn't been holding
on. I'm not impressed with our bullpen. I'm also a Nationals fan. I'm not impressed with our bullpen yet. We have a lot of talent. We have some talent. We're, in a rebuilding mode after they sold the farm last year. And I'm not looking forward to the long slog of 162, but it does appear at first blush that they did bring in some talent. What we're missing is the same amount of proven star power. I mean, we've got Juan Soto, and we got Cruz, and he's good. And, we brought back Corbin from the World Series season, but other than that, there's nobody really jumps off the map that people can point to, face of the franchise type of a thing. But so far, so good. They can compete, but we'll have to see how the season sorts itself out. I think a lot of it's going to end up on the management and
see what this how the skipper plays them.
Okay. Come on, 007.
Okay, I know it's misleading. 3 and 4 was misleading. The games that we lost, we was losing big time. So if we protect the lead and we don't blow leads, that's the thing. We didn't blow leads. We got blown out, but we didn't blow leads. There was two games that say like we had, you know, that the lead and the bullpen came through, we'll be like 5-1. I mean, with 6-1 instead of 3-4. It's because, you know, the team jumped out too lead, so we playing catch up. But the leads that we did have, you know, the bullpen shut it down. And that's a good sign, especially early in the season. 3-4 looks misleading, but this is a good
right.
sign.
Right.
That's a great point. Again, like Treach just more elegantly worded the question, but that's all I wanted to find out from you guys was what are you seeing from your team right now? Right now, forget playoffs, forget World Series. I'm talking about right now. Right now, what are you seeing as a winning point or something that your team can stand on? And I'm going to say it's our pitching. It's our pitching. Our hitting is going to come around. It always does. Once guys get in the rhythm, the weather warms up a little bit. These guys, I'm not worried about that at all. It's the pitching. And I'm seeing more of a defensive style. I'm seeing more of a defensive approach with the pitching than I have in seasons prior. So that's what I'm leaning on.
Who else we got? We got Frisco. We got Nats. Any other teams?
I like the Washington Senators.
Well, you know, I like the Giants.
The Washington Senators.
So I was just wondering, it'd be nice to hear about some other teams.
Can I
say this much, too? I'm impressed with the shortstop position, too, with the Nationals. Trey Turner been traded to the Dodgers. It kind of hinder us.
Right.
I'm impressed with our shortstop also.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this. Trey Turner really wasn't a dependable guy when it came to that.
I hate to do this. But it's that time, y'all. I ain't mean to cut you off, Q.
Nice talking to y'all.
You see it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We're gonna pick this right back up, y'all, on Tuesday. You guys on Tuesday at 5 PM. Y'all make sure y'all be right back here with us. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner, Instagram, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com/YouKaleMcClain. You guys be safe. I want to send a happy birthday out to one of my mentors. She's a comedian. She gave me my first stand-up job. Her name is Jonsia Dixon. I want to say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday, my love. Everybody give out those flowers while they're still here. Come on, Kale.
Yeah. I ask you guys to solicit your prayers this weekend. Like I said, we're going to North Carolina to bury my mom. So I ask you guys, I want to take the corner with me. So you guys... send your prayers, and thank you for the prayers and the comments. and everything that you've already given. I tell you, you guys have made this a week that can be bearable. So thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. Let's not forget, show that love. Give that love out, man, because you never know when the last time you'll see someone. So, hey, Lord willing, we'll get you back with y'all on Tuesday. Until then, thanks for being on the corner.
Hey, to both mamas, we love y'all up there. We love y'all. Yeah, perfect song.
W. Carlos Herdy McClain. You are loved and you are missed.